what needs to be said at this point is what is going to happen in the short term, in the medium term. You have to plan short, medium, and long term. Of course you do. And there's nothing wrong with long-term ideas and forming short-term activity. But we're talking about what could be delivered.
Yeah.
And the arts and cultural space, it seems to me, is one of those spaces where things can be delivered really quickly. The skills are in the city. We know that. The history is there. The capacity is there. It's been tried and tested. And delivery can be done in that space with far fewer resources than are required, and
yes,
far less bureaucracy, it has to be said, than some other aspects of development.
And I think most people, probably yourself included, feel we missed a huge trick when you have a building regenerated to the spec that was able to host the Turner Prize to the tune of millions of pounds, not to have that then supercharged to become a Tate Derry or a Guggenheim Derry as an artistic avenue to the Northwest, I think was a huge opportunity missed. Declan, why the turnoff factor? I mean, please be as straight about this as possible. I mean, Martin there talked about 24 entities, you know, expressing interest. I remember interviewing Alex about this. They said, oh, we're talking to 60-something entities. And yet, no hotel. And yet, no world-class artistic space. And yet, no grade A entertainment attraction. The kind of stuff that will bring human beings to delight in a modern Everington. Looking back, where did that turn off come from?
I think this is true in a number of situations.
It's not though. Belfast buzzing. It's not. Belfast is cooking.
Yeah, well, I think you have to look at then the arguments that have to be made in the face of that. I think, first of all, you have to have an analysis of what's going on there, because I think there is a presumption in investment terms that if you deal with Belfast, you're dealing with the whole region. And I think that's a mistake. That runs counter to the nature of the social geography of the whole region, never mind the Northwest and its relationship with cross-border potential. I think, broadly speaking, and we could talk at great length about this, I think often politicians are afraid of culture. I think, and I'm not just talking about the arts now in this sort of discussion. I think politicians have not been given the language, have not been, as it were, we have not in the sector cracked the codes for society at large and then specifically for politicians to understand and own the value of arts and cultural activity.
But Declan, I mean, you spent a lot of your professional application in galleries, and I'm not poo-pooing that for one second. I think high-end art and gallery spaces and the brilliant questions that can ask are really important. I think for a lot of people, culture is great public spaces, great attractions for the kids. I mean, would you poo-poo that in terms of, okay, we didn't get the Turner Gallery continued through, but I think a world-class attraction for families. Now, I know it's beside the Foyle Arena, the new leisure centre, but wouldn't Everington be a great spot for something like that? We're going over the Peace Bridge to the, I don't know, you know, the big public park or some darn thing that families could flock to.
Absolutely. There's no contradiction in anything I'm saying, or indeed in my own track record, between providing experience of the very best arts and cultural activities and widespread engagement with all generations, right through from younger age through to older age groups. There's no contradiction in what I'm saying. In fact, I would argue very strongly that that is the task.
Okay.
For public investment, is to produce public value. All I'm saying is that there's an avenue for public value here which could be realised far more quickly than waiting to 2033 with serious investment. On the base of evidence already in place, and Everington could embody that, and it's already been tried and tested. It seems to me it's a no-brainer in terms of what should be happening short-term rather than longer-term in terms of the development of Everington.
Okay, in a word, I really do have to pull our conversation out, Declan. In a word, what would you put in there if you had the purse strings?
What I put in there is a mix. It'd be a multidimensional space.
Exactly, but here, we'll cut the cliches. What would you put in there?
I would put in a cultural cluster, a cluster of cultural experiences.
What is that? Is that a fun fair? Is that a fun fair? Is that a children's landscape? Is that a science park for Wayans? What is that?
Gallery, exploratorium.
Gallery.
Science museum.
Right.
The Maritime Museum proposal is already there and is being developed. So I think you deal with heritage and the contemporary through different aspects of cultural provision.
An exploratorium, I like
an
that.
An exploratorium is, it used to be referred to as a children's museum, but it's now called an exploratorium. The model exists in Boston, has existed in Bristol for a while, and it's where you explore natural sciences and so forth.
Bring
and
that on.
Highly participatory, which links into lots of contemporary art practice as well. So
why has
no dysfunction.
Why has nobody come up with that before for Derry? I can tell you, I've read every report. I've been sitting here chairing every meeting from, 1999, Declan. Nobody's ever come up with an exploratorium to get the kids into natural sciences.
I'm just using a bit of language that was used maybe a couple of decades ago. I think we need a new version of that. Mm. The key point about that model is that it centres on participation.
Yeah.
This must be, whatever happens in everything, it seems to me it must have a high level of participatory potential.